I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn.
We've been talking about avoiding weight gain and controlling our weight. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the effect that stress has on our body, because it can present itself in so many different ways. You know, we've just gone through a very hectic time over the holidays, and sometimes people still have residual stress left over from the holidays, especially when they get those credit card bills in. So typically, stress can affect our digestion. So, you know, have you ever noticed, for example, that gut-brain connection? It kicks into overdrive. You know, sometimes patients get digestive issues, bloating, for example, and it's really important, you know, not to eat when you're stressed. And a lot of patients know this, and a lot of people have been told this, but certainly it's really important to take a few minutes to even meditate or breathe deeply before a meal, especially if you are stressed, because it can trigger your body's relaxation response. And it switches on something called your parasympathetic nervous system, which actually controls digestion. So it actually brings blood flow back to the stomach and to the intestines, and it allows digestion to take place as it should. So, you know, when people are eating on the run and they're stressed, sometimes that results in, for example, acid reflux or burping or other kinds of digestive issues. So really being more mindful about how we eat is really important. It's a good idea, I mentioned this before, to increase consumption of fermented foods, things like kefir, yogurt, those kinds of things, or probiotics can really help us during times of stress and actually really help our good gut bacteria, and that actually keeps our immune system healthy. The other thing that stress can do is actually give us back pain, and anxiety, stress, and back pain, they often actually go hand in hand, because certainly when we're stressed out, our muscles tense up. It actually creates more stress and more tension. And in fact, chronic stress and chronic pain can actually rewire the brain, the way our brain actually works. So many people find that the tense, you know, when they're tense and rigid and their muscles are really restricted breathing, we actually even have breathing issues. And I've had patients, for example, come into my office and they've told me that they've had breathing issues or sort of a tightness in their throat, and they've had a lot of diagnostic work done through their medical doctor. They've had chest x-rays and they haven't found anything. And what I've done with patients is actually teach them again how to breathe. And it sounds really simplistic, but it's amazing how many people don't know how to breathe properly. And certainly if people are doing yoga, for example, that's one of these things that really helps people to breathe. But I actually have a handout that I give to patients to teach them conscious breathing exercises to really make sure that they're not shallow breathing, to really basically use their diaphragm. And it really helps to control tension, to control stress, and it really helps to relieve stress as well as relieve pain. So certainly if people are having back pain, breathing is going to be really important. Eating slow, of course, is going to be important. But there's other things we can do. And there's many other people in my clinic besides myself that do treatments, for example, massage therapy. Personally, I actually do acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine acupuncture, because it can be very helpful for stress as well as for back pain. And Reiki is another therapy that can be used to help calm the mind and clear the mind in terms of stress.
So basically, you're saying that if we can lower our stress, we can improve our digestion, we can lose back pain, we can breathe more easily, and just make life in general feel much healthier just by that one thing. And you say you have a document on conscious breathing exercises. Can a listener call and perhaps get that from you?
Absolutely, yeah. They can. It might be on my website, but if it isn't, then yes, they can. We can email that to them.
So give Dr. Betty a call. She offers you a complimentary 15-minute consultation, either by phone or in person. Her phone number is 905-707-2001. You can ask your questions, you can get your answers, and if you wish this conscious breathing exercises document, all you have to do is call this number and ask for it. 905-707-2001, and log on to thornhillnaturopathic.ca. It's a good resource if you want to deal with your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty.
Thank you, Marilyn.